Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston Mayor John Whitmire convinced the city council this week not to raise property taxes. Even as the city faces a more than $220 million deficit next year, he says there are options on the table, like further spending cuts or outside revenue. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports three council members opposed the decision.
As Abby Kamen points out, not raising the rate now limits future increases, despite ballooning expenses.
We're cutting our legs out from under us as well.
The increased spending is driven by new labor contracts boosting wages for police, firefighters, and city workers, which Sally Alcorn says was needed.
But I supported these contracts with a clear-eyed understanding that we would have to raise revenues to afford them.
Edward Pollard says if the city needs to lay off workers to reduce spending, they'll ask,
"What were you all thinking? Why wasn't there any planning ahead for this?"
11 other council members voted with Whitmire, even as some expressed anxiety about the unclear path ahead. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Katy Pride is relocating its LGBTQ celebrations this week after Typhoon Texas Water Park backed out, citing security concerns. Katy Pride president Amanda Rose says organizers aren't aware of any threats, but the event has received backlash online.
There are some people online that were posting misinformation and hate and encouraging people to call Typhoon Texas or show up at Typhoon Texas.
Former Katy ISD board president Victor Perez criticized parts of the event geared toward children, but says he's also not aware of any threats against the park. Three teens are in custody in connection with the shooting of a 28-year-old Marine veteran last month who was working as an Uber driver. Kwok Nguyen was found dead along the side of the road in